Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Are you learning and listening to your Lord as you read the Bible daily? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. In Psalm 78, it says, O my people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things from of old, what we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us. Every scripture, parable, or story has a purpose and a message for you and for me. Are you listening? Are your spiritual eyes and ears hearing and seeing what the Lord has for you today? Each day, the Lord wants to give you fresh manna. Are you starving by not eating properly, by not spending time or eating the Word daily? Are you not understanding a story or a verse? Ask the Lord to reveal to you the truth regarding His Word. What we learn, we then must pass on from one generation to another. We must proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to others. In Psalm 78, it says, We will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done, which He has commanded our forefathers to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. We all should learn from our parents' mistakes, and likewise learn from the spiritual failures of our forefathers. You and I must diligently strive to avoid unbelief, unfaithfulness, and disobedience to God's Word. Do you believe in God's presence, His power, and in the power of the Word of God? In Psalm 78, we continue to read, verse 7, Then they would put their trust in God, and would not forget His deeds, but would keep His commands. They would not be like their forefathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, whose hearts were not loyal to God, whose spirits were not faithful to Him. I pray that you and I will not be accused of being a stubborn and rebellious generation. But unfortunately, I believe that describes your spouse and many others at this very moment. May you be more convicted than ever that you make your Lord Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, following His will, His way, and His truth in your daily life. We cannot live a selfish, self-centered life and believe that your Lord will bless you. You and I must be like the New Testament church who taught in Acts the power of prayer. I know personally that God does answer prayer. There is more power in prayer than any of us will ever know till we get to heaven. I challenge you to read about the life of Jesus and how He prayed, getting alone with His Lord regularly. Are you listening? Are you believing in God's mighty power for your marriage to be restored? Do you have doubt and have unbelief in your heart that your circumstances will never change? Who is speaking, your Lord or the enemy that is out to destroy you and your marriage? Have you seen and heard about answers to prayers and miracles in people's lives? God is still in the miracle business today if we will seek His face and ask Him to intervene in our lives. Marriages are not restored and being rebuilt because you and I do not want to pay or pray the price in fighting for your lost loved ones. Believe in God and trust in His mighty power and deliverance. Your spouse can be set free from the prisons of darkness. Are you listening? Nothing is too hard for your Lord God. Now, believe as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.